Jeff, let's say somebody wanted to get early episodes of the show. Is that possible?
It is so possible!
If people wanted to get bonus episodes of the show, is that possible?
We got those too!
If people wanted to get like extra stuff, like video hangouts with us and other fans of the show, is that possible?
Dude, I'm telling you, all of that and more is possible. All they gotta do is support the show.
How do they do that?
Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, find out all the information you need, and help us continue to make this show.
Fucking love it. Everybody, watch Twin Peaks.
I guess.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We got us a story about bubbles.
Oh.
Tiny bubbles. This was sent in to us by Dorkinshire on the old subreddit at wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. You can also send stories to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns.
You did it.
I did it. I studied.
You did it,
I
man.
I studied. Thanks. I stumbled a little bit because I was uncertain.
Yeah.
Hopefully that you didn't.
No, but I'm proud of you.
Couldn't tell.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Also, wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. This is a story about bubbles healing, the healing power of bubbles.
Oh, I believe in that, man. You ever just like blown some bubbles?
Oh yeah. It's so therapeutic.
It feels so nice. Or like, I still, if I'm walking around and somebody else blows bubbles,
yeah,
I'm just fucking overjoyed.
Isn't it nice?
I really am.
Have
I'm like a puppy.
Walk through a mall and they're selling those bubble things and it's just a mall full of bubbles?
For like four feet.
Yeah.
You're going a foot a second. You just slow down and you're like, oh,
I
magic.
Defy you not to reach out and pop a bubble. Because everybody loves popping a bubble.
Love to pop a bubble.
Well,
this is not about that, is it?
This is not exactly that. No, this is... This is about healing severe bone fractures using ultrasound, stem cells, and bubbles. And the way it works is they've actually done it in pigs.
Oh, you fucking took bubbles and you made them boring. How did you do it?
This is actually pretty interesting.
How did you? Okay, Dad.
Here we go.
All right.
Bubbles. Let me tell you something about ultrasonics and bubbles.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting problem of physics that I will illustrate right here on the board.
Do you like laser guns?
Funny thing about laser guns and the refraction process of light against... It's just like, no!
Man.
Barry's the worst.
There is something called non-union fractures. That's when you fracture outside of wedlock and no one should do it. You got to get married before you fracture.
That's your one.
You know? Non-union fractures are pretty rare. There's only about 100,000 cases in the United States every year. I'd never heard of this, but this is when your bone... fails to produce new bone tissue. Basically, everybody knows when you break a bone, you get a cast, and that's just to set it in place and let your body do what it do.
Yeah, your bone just grow to bone.
But sometimes it don't.
What do you mean sometimes it don't? That's
sometimes
not body.
Sometimes it don't. Body sometimes don't do it.
Nah,
and
body do it.
In 100,000 cases in the United States every year, it don't do it. And guess what?
What's the percentage on that? Do they say like...
They don't say the percentage, but it's very low. It's very rare.
I was going to say, I see 100,000 people break bones on the way to work every morning.
But the crazy thing is...
I work in Doom Mountain.
People are really trying to get to work, and it just is a shit show.
It's the shattered skulls of all the enemies that lay at the base of Doom Mountain on my way to work.
It's just crumbled bones and
plus,
ash.
Plus, the Doom Mountain Starbucks has the longest fucking lines.
Isn't that annoying?
It's crazy.
And they're always like, evil. I have a frappuccino for evil.
It's like everybody goes to grab it.
Yes, I'm evil. No, I'm evil. Everybody's evil here. Come on, buddy.
And mostly I just want to work closer to home.
Fewer bone fragments.
Yeah, I can't decide whether I want to get a new job or move closer to Doom Mountain.
You know what? Real estate is very inexpensive in Doom Mountain.
It's very inexpensive, and Doom Mountain is coming up.
It's gentrifying.
There are better schools here, obviously, because children don't get murdered as much.
They don't spontaneously burst into flames.
Yeah, so we put a little more money into the school systems here than they do in Doom Mountain.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But you can, you know, there's private schools near Doom Mountain.
And you know, there's something more real about a kid who grows up in Doom Mountain. You know what I mean? I don't want to shelter my kid from the world, you know?
Grounded / broken bones.
Yeah, they're a little ground down by living in the shadow of the sphere.
Yeah. Well, the ominous shadow that follows them everywhere. I understand. So here's the thing about this stuff. It's actually pretty intense. They say that the life expectancy of someone with a non-union fracture is shorter than pancreatic cancer.
Whoa. Because it just like...
It doesn't heal.
It doesn't heal. And there are, I guess there are like insane complications because of that.
Yes. And
what are they? Do they list any?
No, it doesn't list any. It just says that the life expectancy is really
short. Probably that you got sharp fucking bone inside of you all the time.
Well, the way they usually deal with this is they graft. They have, you know, take bone marrow and they graft, you know, parts of your bone to try to get it to heal.
Yeah.
But it's...
Jumpstart it.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's a real issue and it leads to people dying for no good reason. This is because they broke a bone. So these guys have been working on a solution to this. And what they found was that they could actually stimulate stem cells around these non-union fractures by using ultrasound. And
healing
it's actually,
power of touch. How big are these bubbles? Like what? How so, bubbles?
So what they did they build a scaffold to support bone stem cells around the fractured area. And then they let the stem cells migrate and populate over the scaffold for 2 weeks. And then in order to trigger the stem cells into actually growing and healing, they injected microbubbles mixed with bone morphogenetic proteins. I don't know what those are. Mm-hmm. Sounds cool. And then after that, ultrasound. And the bubbles actually vibrated in the ultrasound, stimulated the stem cells into growing and healing. And in 8 weeks, they were completely healed. This is in pigs, by the way. It's not humans. They haven't done it in humans yet. But pigs... The bad news is, in order to do this, they literally had to break a bunch of pig bones.
Sure.
In living pigs. They broke so many pig bones.
All they did was like they would walk in and just snap pig necks.
They said the researchers
all day long
first caused 4-inch fractures in the shins of 18 mini pigs.
Tiny not mini pigs?
Tiny adorable mini pigs.
Oh God, why did it have to be mini pigs?
18 broken mini pigs.
No, I follow some mini pigs on Instagram.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
Well, you should imagine them with broken legs.
What kind of a monster?
They broke their shins.
No, shins are the most painful.
Scientifically, they snapped their shin legs.
Oh,
their
God.
Tiny mini pig shins.
Oh, God.
They looked at them in their little mini pig eyes and they went, shh, 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 shh. Just be quiet now. Just be quiet. Here we go.
No, that's awful.
That's what they did.
No. Were they asleep?
No one can sleep through that. It's so painful.
But were they asleep at first?
I mean, they slept at some point, but
in their lives,
they will never sleep again.
Right.
And you know what's even sadder?
I'm guessing they did not put them out first.
You know the saddest thing about this is these pigs will never be able to enjoy.
They'll never dance again.
They'll never see bubbles the same way again.
Yeah.
Bubbles and now have terrible connotations.
They can't walk through the mall like pigs are often want.
Yeah. Just strolling down the promenade.
Yeah.
They can't.
On their way to dance class.
Just enjoying how sturdy their shins are.
I'm picturing them in like 80s style leg warmers on their way to dance class.
Tiny
these little mini pigs. And they all they want to do is dance.
Yeah.
But they can't.
They can't.
They can't because we broke their fucking legs.
We shattered their shins.
And every time they see that bubble gun in the mall food court, they have horrible PTSD.
Oh, it's awful. They start squealing.
So... This is kind of amazing because 8 weeks is, I mean, that's what it takes for a bone to set, regrow, get the cast off anyway.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
The stem cells turned into bone cells and healed the fracture in 8 weeks. And there's no side effects like you would find if they used like a virus to kind
other
of try
than
to
the
stimulate
nightmares.
It. Huh?
Other than the nightmares.
they asked the pigs, are there any side effects? And the pigs just squealed
and squealed.
And the
pigs just hid from them.
Yeah.
Just ran and hid from them.
They couldn't run, really.
We can't understand what pigs mean, but it definitely looked like, how dare you come back here?
Yeah.
How dare you come back here and do this to me again after what you did before?
Yeah. And they asked him to dance one last time, and the pigs kind of just swayed back and forth. Their heart wasn't in it.
And they were like tearing up. You could tell that they thought that something bad was going to happen to them if they didn't dance.
They could. They were perfectly healed at that point. They could have definitely danced again. And they had the leg warmers on. They looked like they were in the zone, but their heart just wasn't in it.
They were just trying to fake it until they make it.
Yeah.
My one question about this.
You only have one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I have two.
Okay.
You're right. Thank you, Jeff. I have two. Number one, what's the scaffold made of?
Let me see if I can find that for you. Biodegradable scaffolds. That's all they said. Biodegradable scaffold. So it's made probably from...
But you get from biodegradablescaffolds.com.
Yeah, biodegradablescaffolds.com, which is, the most useful site for biodegradable scaffolds.
Sure, it's the number one Google hit for it.
Just
for
go
sure.
to biodegradablescaffolds.com/images.
Or if you want 20% off, go to biodegradablescaffolds.com/wehaveconcerns.
Yeah, and use that promo code PIGS.
Use the promo code SADPIGS.
Sad oink.
So it's made of just some biodegradable material. Cool. Right. Fine.
So whatever. It goes away when it's done.
And then number two, how come shake a stem cell, make it grow?
That is the mystery, right? You just shake a stem cell, make it grow. It's a beautiful thing.
Just a little shaky, shaky, make it grow.
You just got to put some bubbles.
Hey, guys. Put a little oomph into it, is what you said.
Yeah, you got a little, give me a little hump. You know what? I'm not going to just do it.
Shake them awake.
Give me a little something.
Yeah.
Give me a little something, something. A little ultrasound. Well, and the cool thing about this procedure is that it's basically the same kind of thing that has been done in radiology. It uses the same tool set that's been done in radiology for a long time. So it's already been approved by the FDA. So they're not doing anything that is deemed harmful or right. experimental.
The ultrasounds already exist.
Right. And the microbubble combo with the ultrasound already exists.
Really?
Yeah.
The microbubble combo. Now, what did they use the microbubble combo for before?
It says it's often used in radiology. I don't know what.
Okay.
So they're saying it could be rapidly approved for use in humans, and they would stop shattering so many pig bones.
I want to know why they put this in humans already.
It's a good question. I don't know what the microbubbles were doing in the radiology department.
Microbubbles just sound like something that, like, they were trying to sell you a fancy mattress.
Yes,
they would just say there was one layer that was microbubbles.
Or like some skin cream. It's got microbubbles.
Oh, it's got microbubbles. Yeah. Oh, microbubbles.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
It's good for exfoliation.
Like a really good sparkling water. Not just bubbles, microbubbles.
Oh, I hate those large bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. If I get one large bubble in my water,
start choking.
I will send it back.
Yeah, you should.
I do.
Indignantly.
No, I just want to know why. I don't know, man. I wish they would go into that. Because I'm sitting here like, why are you injecting people with microbubble compound?
Right.
What's up? Tell me more. Tell me more about why these microbubbles are going in my body.
I guess we need a radiologist on that one. Are there any radiologists that listen to our show?
Do they go inside the body or are they outside the body?
They go inside the body.
They go inside the body. So, yeah. So this is not like the gel that they put on you when they're doing like an X-ray or an ultrasound.
No. This is they're injecting the microbubbles into the fracture. And then they're externally using the ultrasound to activate them. They're thinking that this might actually work with ligaments as well, not just bones, which could be a huge boon for sports stars. And I mean, ligaments.
Oh my gosh.
Ligaments go down easy. Ligaments are...
Yeah.
Going down like,
well, not just that, but things like in like hand injuries and
right.
foot injuries, like
yeah.
where there are a lot of small ligaments and tissue and bone and things like that. It's
yeah.
like some things just aren't going to grow back right. Sorry, your hand is crushed. And it's like, is it though? What about these bubbles?
Yeah. When informed of this, all of the pigs went, oh, my fucking ligaments now.
Yeah. Like, no, you've done enough. taken enough from this family.
First you came from my shins and I said nothing. Now you're coming for my ligaments? Oink to the motherfucking oink. That's what I have to say to that.
Yeah, but that's like saying smurf. Like, I don't know, without context, I don't really right. know what you're saying.
No, oink,
you're
just saying though. Oink.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning
you can just oink.
Okay. Once again, I just have to ask, I am not a pig.
Right. Yeah, just get away from me with that oink. And you don't come oinking in here with that oink.
Okay, that I understand.
Got that?
That had enough context.
Thank you.
I think I get it. Still going to tear your ligaments.
Because
you're a mini pig.
Oh, I'm adorable. So what do you think, man? You want to have some bubbles? You want tiny bubbles?
I think I want a mini pig as a pet.
I saw...
Is it a lot of responsibility, do you think? Compared to a dog.
I saw a lady with a mini pig just the other day
really?
In a store. Holding
yeah.
a mini pig.
Because it was probably an emotional support mini pig.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Kind of want to snap its shins. I mean,
that's just your sense of scientific curiosity.
Right. I just wanted to conduct a field experiment.
Yeah.
You know how you can
only hurt animals because of science.
Of course.
There's nothing psychologically going on.
No. You know how you can do like a citizen's arrest? I do like citizen science experiments.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, kind of you know how you can do a citizen's arrest and when you do, you're allowed to snap somebody's shin? Yeah. I think you're a criminal.
Yeah.
And so I'm breaking your leg.
Here we go.
I did what I had to. Any good citizen would have. Yeah, I think I want a pet pig, I think. That's what I get from this. Is that the wrong thing to take away?
Yes.
I know it's brilliant, amazing science that's going to help 100,000 people a year, maybe save their lives. I want to take one of those pigs.
Are you just trying to save it? Are you trying to save one pig?
If I can just save one pig.
Yeah.
Just take one pig.
Out of that horrible, horrible shin situation.
With its tiny little leg warmers and its little headband.
Just let it dance all at once. Never know the pain and suffering that other little mini pigs are dealing with.
This little sweatshirt with the cut off sleeves and like the really big scoop neck.
Yeah.
And I just take it home with me and I say, the Pat Benatar you want, little pig. Yeah. All the Pat Benatar you want.
You go. You're a maniac. Maniac Flash little dance. Pig.
Pigs. Hit me up, YouTube Red. Can we get Flash Dance for pigs?
Babe Flash Dance crossover movie?
I wish we could. I think DC's doing that.
Battle Groove, pig.
Battle Groove. this is obviously very exciting. This is one of those ones where I have not fully walked away understanding it. I understand it on a high level.
Well, you're better than the pig. They didn't fully walk away at all.
They didn't fully walk away, and they had no understanding of what happened. That's a 0 for 2, pigs. But if you're somebody out there that is in a medical field, understands what this bubble compound is and what it's already being used for, if you work for biodegradablescaffolds.com, can you hook me up?
Get us a discount?
With a discount code?
Some sort of promo code?
And also tell us what your fucking scaffolding is made of.
Yeah.
That would be great. You can hit us up on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Flashdance for pigs.
Mm.
And
that's with a number 4.
Flashdance for pigs. Yeah, it's like Cars for Kids. And hey, if you want to discuss this story with other like-minded, concerned individuals.
The 4th Flashdance movie. Flashdance for pigs.
You can do so in the Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. You can also do that on the subreddits. wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. You don't have to worry about Jeff's jokes. He barely checks into those things. And hey, if you are enjoying the show.
Oh, I am. I'm enjoying the show.
If you are enjoying the show and you're listening and you want to help support the show, a great way to do so is to head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. That's where you can sign up for things like bonus content, early episodes, monthly hangouts, secret mail, all kinds of cool shit.
Get those conversations that we have at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Fully, just for you.
Just for you. They're just for you. Head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how to get it.